Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Seats this morning. You and I were created for the glory, for the presence of God. I've entitled my message to you this morning, Created for His Glory. The church needs the manifestation of His presence. We need His glory. We're not a religious organization. We can't be outside of His anointing. When God created Adam, the Bible says He created him perfect. He clothed him with His glory. Adam lived in the presence of God. He lived in that sweet communion, that fellowship that he had with God. Hallelujah. And when he lost that, the Bible says he was found naked when he lost that. And I want to just remind you today, he didn't lose his clothes. He didn't have clothes. He was clothed with the glory. The Bible doesn't say that God created Adam and Adam was naked in the garden. No, the Bible says God created Adam and Adam was perfect. And Adam communed and he walked with God. It's only after he sinned does the Bible says he was naked. You say, so did he have clothes? No, he was clothed with the glory. Hallelujah. And sin caused the glory to depart. When he lost the glory, suddenly he started experiencing death. He started experiencing sickness and curses and loss and lack. He started experiencing it because the glory had departed. And now, because he wasn't carrying that glory anymore, God had to clothe him and give him a different glory. And today, you and I, we have to clothe our bodies with another glory. Amen. With the glory of these clothes, with as beautiful clothes we can buy. And unfortunately, that glory is dependent on how much money you got. But I want to tell you, that glory that you clothe with now is like nothing. It is a pittance. It is nothing compared to the glory and the virtue that Adam carried. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory that God prepared for us to carry is the virtue, the strength, the capacity, the ability, the gifting, the call that is on you, the very essence of your being. That's the glory. And thank God in heaven, once again, we'll be clothed in the glory. Hallelujah. And he's prepared us for his glory. And Adam lost the glory. But how many of you know Jesus, the second Adam, came and restored the glory? Hallelujah. God has created you and I for his presence. We are carriers of his glory. We were considering just last week or the week before, we were considering that we are a brand new creation. That being that God created, who you are, the Bible says that you are created a brand new being. You are a new class. You're the class that can carry the glory. You're the class that can carry the anointing. You're the type that can carry the presence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Where the presence of the Spirit can dwell. The world is not like that. Those who are not of God cannot carry the glory, cannot know His presence. The Bible says they are dead to him, but you and I are created for that realm. Hallelujah. To be outside of his presence is like a fish being out of the water. But to be in his presence is to be where you belong. Everybody lift your hands and say, I belong in the glory. I belong in the presence. Hallelujah. You are designed for his presence. When you got born again, you were uniquely formed and prepared and equipped to be a carrier of the glory, a carrier of the presence. Hallelujah. The Bible says you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The temple. The 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, whom is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? You see, the presence of God doesn't dwell in a building. You know, we'll look religiously and say, oh, well, that building, you know, if you go there, it's a beautiful stone building with glass, you know, stained glass windows and a spire leading up into the sky. And when you walk into that building, ooh, the presence of God is in that building. And there's nothing wrong with reverence of a sanctuary. Amen. Would be to God that we reverence His place. Amen. The place that we use because it's set aside for His glory. But the Holy Ghost doesn't dwell there. Amen. I remember when we built the Jesus Dome and we said we want to build a chapel on the side. And Pastor Fred designed the chapel to be like a stone chapel. How many of you have been in our chapel? And you walk in there, it's like a medieval little building. It feels like you're in the middle of the countryside. And stained glass windows and wood pews. And we'll watch when people come. You know, we brought Pat's sister there, Catholic. We brought her in there. And as she walked in, she said, oh, stood up. You know, her hands stood up. She went quickly because she's in that place. Hallelujah. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing when people recognize the presence and that. But you know what? That's not what God has designed. Amen. The Old Testament, He designed a tabernacle, which is a type of the true tabernacle. Hallelujah. But the Bible says we are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In other words, God, by His Spirit, uniquely formed you and capacitated you to carry His presence. Hallelujah. And the Bible says the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's created us for His glory. There's a scripture in Isaiah 43 verse 7. It says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Do you see what God created you for? He created you for His glory. To live outside of the glory, to live outside of His presence, is to be like a fish out of water. Is to be in a place where you're busy dying. To be in a place where you're not being sustained. Hallelujah. And I tell you, this end time move of God is going to be a move of the glory. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks in the book of Samuel as they put the temple and they put everything in place. And the priestly orders were in place and everything was in place. The glory of the Lord filled the temple so that the priest could not stand to minister. Amen. The glory came. And that's what's happening right now. God has placed everything in order. God has ordered the church. He has restored the fivefold ministry. He has restored the ministries of helps. He's restored the giftings. And the glory is about to come because the Bible says that He's coming back for a glorious church. Hallelujah. We are being made ready for the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. The glory on your home, the glory on your children, the glory on your workplace, the glory on your family, the glory all around you. Hallelujah. That presence of God. So say, what is the glory? Well, the word glory is kabod, which means weightiness, the heaviness, the virtue, the power, the strength, or the wealth of God. I love that word. He's not talking about wealth as in just money. He's talking about the fullness. When the glory is there, there's no lack. Hallelujah. The glory is a deeper realm than the anointing realm. Hallelujah. You come in and you flow in the anointing. The anointing, God anoints you for something. But when there's glory, you see, when you're anointed to, God anoints you to go and cast out a devil. Hallelujah. You go and deal with that devil because you're anointed for it. But in the glory realm, devils are not allowed. Hallelujah. They are not there. Amen. The presence is there. The glory is there. Hallelujah. And God's about to take the church into the glory. Amen. And that is the experience that God has prepared for each and every saint. And I can see God starting to saturate His church. Let me tell you, the glory comes where there's a hunger for God. Hallelujah. That's how the glory comes. That's how the presence comes. And you know, it's not about how qualified you are by how much revelation you got or how much truth you have. The moment you're born again, you're a temple. Hallelujah. You created for that. The Bible says he forms you for the glory. So the glory is the end time move of the Holy Ghost. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory. Hallelujah. Of the Lord. And that anointing that God has prepared brings fullness. Hallelujah. In the glory realm, there's angelic activities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when God created Adam, the Bible says God created Adam and he put him in Eden. That word Eden means open portal. Hallelujah. Adam was created and he was placed in an open portal, open fellowship, open communion with God himself. Hallelujah. That open portal is also revealed like through Jacob. The Bible says a ladder was set up and angels ascended and descended upon his life. The glory realm, there's the activations of angels and the glorious holy presence of God where no evil can stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord is filling your home. And I prophesy the glory of the Lord shall be established in your home. Hallelujah. And your children will start. In the glory realm, your children are taught of the Lord. The Bible says they will all be taught of the Lord. Even if you make mistakes, God will teach them. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God will move on them. In the glory realm, the anointing is poured out on hearts, and hearts are healed, and hearts are restored. Amen. And God has prepared that for his church to live in. We must be aware of his presence. Hallelujah. Aware of what God wants to do. I'm designed for his glory. There's an open portal. Hallelujah. 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 We don't go in and out. We abide. Shabra sekenabaya setonorabaya. Hallelujah. At all times aware of his presence, aware of his glory. When the glory realm is there, there is zero stress. When you're in the glory, you have peace in the middle of a storm. Hallelujah. When you're in the glory realm, so a storm may rage, but the moment you open your mouth, the glory is manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is anointing his church to step into that realm. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, they're going to come by their hundreds and by their thousands to the brightness of his rising. Hallelujah. And start experiencing the glory. You see, it's not about how great you can preach, how clever you can preach, how deep you can preach. The presence carries the power. Hallelujah. I watch on Facebook, people got clever little sayings, you know. Catchphrases. You can't live by catchphrases. Amen. Even trying to teach people how to act. Listen, the spirit realm is so deep. So vast, so incredibly filled with wisdom and revelation. You and I are scratching the surface of it. Can't understand these things. Hallelujah. But he's revealing them by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Making them known. And so, you know, a lot of churches, people go and all they get given is they're just trusting for a house, trust for a car, trust for a wife, trust for this. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you're playing with fleshly stuff. When you have the glory, those things are taken care of. Hallelujah. I said when you have the glory, those things are taken care of. Hallelujah. And, you know, they go to people ever learning but never coming to knowledge of the truth. One teacher after another, you must act like this, you must think like that, and 7 steps to this, and 12 steps to that, and 13 ways to that. You say, my God, how many of you tried to remember those things? I've been a Christian a long time. I can't remember those things. But one thing I know, when his presence comes, hallelujah, because the Spirit of God teaches you all things. Hallelujah. when that glory is there and the Holy Ghost is your teacher, I tell you what, you are wise beyond your years. You're informed beyond your natural capacities. Hallelujah. It's like a child wanting to know about university, and the professor takes that little six-year-old and walks him through university. Amen. And he's in, I see this and see that. And the little boy, yes, yes, yes. And when everything's done, he still doesn't know university. Amen. He still needs the professor there. He still needs the Holy Ghost there. He still needs the Spirit, because the Spirit is comparing spiritual things to spiritual things. Hallelujah. Revealing those things that are of God. Hallelujah. Sealing what he wants to do in our lives. And the greatest, that's why obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Because in the glory realm, the Spirit of God teaches you, simply obey. And you look very clever. Amen. How do you know when you obey God, you look incredibly clever? Amen. And people say, oh, you know, you are wise. You knew to do that. And I think to myself, thank God I didn't know how to do that. I just obeyed. Amen. Because you're in a depth, you're in a realm where the Spirit of God leads you. And while I'm talking about that tonight, I'm going to talk about angels. Because remember last week, there was something going on about angels. God releasing his angels, angelic manifestations. And God's laid on my heart to speak tonight about the angelic activities. And who knows, maybe they're going to manifest here tonight. Hallelujah. Because we need to know about these things, what God wants to do. The church is anointed to walk in the supernatural realm. Hallelujah. To experience it as the Spirit of God. And let me tell you, when the Holy Ghost moves on the church, he moves and he seals each one in the promises. That word seals, when the Bible says the Holy Ghost seals with the promises, he confirms that you are the heir. When he seals you with a promise, he confirms, he sets a seal on you, that promise belongs to you. You're the heir of it. Hallelujah. In fact, when the Holy Ghost seals you, it is a sign in the Spirit for angels to activate these promises on your behalf. Ooh, glory. Ooh, my Lord. Hallelujah. In the glory realm, seals are set on the saints. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. Open portals. Hallelujah. Angels ascending and descending. The glory realm is a realm of the activity of angels. When you're in the glory of God, you cease your works. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, someone, just lift your hand. Just pray in tongues. I sense the Holy Ghost sealing lives right now. Sealing you. There's a depth of the glory moving over this place. Hallelujah. To set seals on lives. Even the promises of God, according to his divine design, which he purposed in himself for your life, hallelujah, and set you apart for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans of good and not of evil, plans to bless you and to give you a future and a hope. And the Spirit of God, the Bible says, knows the mind of God and seals you accordingly in the name of Jesus. Some of you, as he's setting his seal on you, the Spirit is coming supernaturally on you. Angels are being activated to take you out of where you are and divinely place you in a new position. I see by the Spirit that some of you, you know what, many times in life we go astray, and you know, we do things, we make choices and choices and choices, and we end up in a place that's not quite that place. As the Spirit of God has set his seal on you, angels have been activated, they've been authorized to take you from there and divinely go and place you smack back into the center of God's will. Ooh, glory. In fact, I see that that is the anointing that came on Philip, where he was translated. It's a spiritual repositioning, a translation by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says Philip was busy baptizing that Ethiopian eunuch. And when he came up out of the water, he was taken and he was found 50 kilometers away. He was repositioned. So I prophesy in the name of Jesus, there's a quick work. There's a divine activation. It's the Spirit of God. Come on, just open your spirit. Just say, yes, Holy Ghost. Oh man, there's a power in this place here this morning. Hallelujah. The open portals of heaven released by the glory, the refreshing of the Spirit of God. I declare today, you shall be divinely repositioned. A divine repositioning. And a re-establishing, a replacing of you in the center of God's purpose for your life. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm designed for the glory. Hallelujah. It cannot be any other way. When you're in God, you were designed for this. The Bible says when Jesus took Peter, James, and John up into the Mount of Transfiguration, he took them up there. And the Bible says in Luke 9:34, while he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them. And they were fearful as they entered the cloud. What was he showing them? That when you're in Christ, you qualify to enter the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a moving of the cloud of glory here today. Sabrosin, and come on, just open your spirit. I'm not even going to preach any further here. Sabrani che seno coramande yanda. The cloud of glory is moving. The Spirit in the presence of the Almighty. They entered the cloud, and the Spirit of God was made manifest. Let the refreshing, let the glory of the Holy Ghost. Oh, there's a freshness in the Spirit here right now. They entered the clouds. The glory of God was there. Your presence, your anointing. Come on, just say, yes, that is mine, Lord. That's what I'm created for. That's what you formed me for. That's what you prepared me for all these days, all this time. That's what you have been setting me up for. Everything you've gone through to now has been a divine setup of the Spirit of God. I release that fresh glory of the anointing, the miraculous to break out in the name of Jesus. Thank you now, Spirit of God, for your mighty move in Jesus' name. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. As they entered the cloud, just enter the cloud. Enter that glory. Oh Father, the same way as Moses was stood in the cleft of the rock so that your glory could come, so your saints are set in the cleft of Christ as you reveal your promises to each and every one. He is no respecter of persons. That's the anointing movie. Just let the glory of God. That's right. Some people are starting to weep in His presence. Some people are starting to. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shamba sependa basi kentere namaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sanda ke sendere ke sientono. It's a work of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Some of you hurts have pushed you and disappointments has taken you far. But right now His angels are repositioning you. He's working His glory in your life. Yes, let your glory come. Let your glory. Sabra sheken santontore ke sementandaya. In the glory, there's no disappointments. There's only joy unspeakable, for restorations are plentiful in the presence of God. I bless you for your precious anointing, Spirit of God. Shabra seke satan tontoya. That's right, just drink. Like the rushing. Saban seken tontode dere tebehintantaya tanaya. That's it. Hallelujah. See, what you need to understand is you healed here. The Spirit of God moves into anything and everything that's under your authority. It moves into your home, moves into those family members. His glory touches them. Thank you, Spirit of God. It's the end of every curse. It's the breaking of every work of evil. It's a cancellation of every assignment against the saints. Let your precious anointing come. Flow, Holy Ghost. Fill each and every one. Hallelujah. Let the river of God flow. Hallelujah. Come on, just drink of Him. Come on, stand and lift your hands. Let Him come. Like the rushing of a mighty wind, Spirit of God, like the rushing of a mighty wind, come and fill our hearts again. Glory, 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 like a river that is overflowing. Be saturated. Let the river of God flow, Father. Come and fill hearts again. Like a river that is overflowing. I release the river of God. Release the river. Let it all. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. Be refreshed.
Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow.
Let it overflow. Say, Pastor, I need a deeper river. I desire a deeper river of the glory of God. I can sense the touch and the power of God. I'm hungry for more. When the glory touches you, hunger fills your heart. When the glory touches you, nothing else can satisfy. Hallelujah. Let your glory fill every life. In the name of Jesus, there's a release of the glory here today. You say, I need a deeper flow. I need a deeper touch. I want to experience the glory. Some of you are not even filled with the Holy Ghost. Today He's going to fill your life. If that's you, I quickly want you to come. You say, Pastor Johnny, I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost. You might not be filled yet. You might not be able to speak in tongues. Or you say, I need a deeper touch. I need a deeper river of God to flow. Quickly step out. I'm going to pray with you. Let it all. Let hunger fill. can do nothing for you. The Holy Ghost answers the hunger of the heart. Whew. Hallelujah. 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 God's doing something very different, very mighty, very special. There's joy breaking out in some people's hearts here. That's the move of the Holy Ghost. It's a restorative move. Sabra se kenda bare che si antondore bere maya. Hallelujah. Like a river that is overflowing. Touch him with your glory. I sense angels ministering on that seal of the Spirit that is set on your life today. Come on, just lift your hands and just sing it again. Sing it with me. That is overflowing.
lift out his hands one more. Say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Just yield to the moving of the Spirit of God. I thank you for the wondrous work of your Spirit moving on each and every life right now. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I release the activations of the angels of God on this precious assignment of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fresh touch. Touch in the name of Jesus. It's time for the miraculous. It's time for the supernatural. Yes. Thank you. We thank you for the determinations of the Holy Ghost, for the seal of your Spirit, for that which you have activated here and released in each and every life. Father, in Jesus' name, I decree every home will be filled with your glory, every life saturated with your presence. We praise you. We praise you. Saban de Borima. That's the glory of God moving. Just respond to him. San dan gan do gen de ken san ton tan dan dan do ke de de be anaya. Nan kan son ten de re ke de ge mo mo hon ton do re ke na na re de be enta. Nan san taro do bo hon ton taya ten de de re de ra da. The secret of the Lord are with those who fear him. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 In the glory realm, you stand still and see the salvation of your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for what you've done here today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I've never seen that before. And as I was speaking to you and I spoke of the seal of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God opened my mind to understand that it's actually an activation command for angelic hosts over your life. Hallelujah. And you're going to see the glory of God break out before you, break out on your left, break out on your right, break out on your family. And we're going to see whole households come to salvation. Whole family, extended families come under the anointing and the glory of God. We bless you for your wondrous work. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Just as you stand there, every hand down, you hear today, say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. I want to know this Jesus. Pray for me. So hungry for God. I want him in my life. If that's sweet, that's you, I want to pray with you. Pastor Johnny, I need Jesus. If that's you, you want to make right with God. I want you to lift your hands all over this place. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you back there. Thank you. Thank you there. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I see that hand right back there. Just raise it right up and wave it so I can see. His hands are raised, Father. Now, when you raise that hand, in the name of Jesus, every hand that's raised, you see, Father. I bless them in the name of Jesus. We bring them under your precious anointing. I apply the blood of salvation to them. And I thank you now for breaking those yokes from their lives. Lord, I claim them as sons. I claim them for your kingdom. And I bless them in Jesus' name. I free them right now. Now, all of you got your hands raised. Quickly, step into the aisle and come to the front. Step into those on my right. Step into that aisle. Come down to the front. Those on my left, step into the aisle. Come down to the front. Those right at the back, come, step into the aisle. Don't just put your hand down. Don't stay where you are. Don't say to yourself, I'll do it next week. I'll do it another time. Let His anointing move you here this morning. Hallelujah. Others of you here, you're backslidden. You used to know God and you become hungry here again this morning. Say, Pastor Johnny, I want a fresh relationship with God. I'm backslidden. He's calling you this morning. If that's you, quickly step into the aisle and come. God is restoring people here this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, let's thank God for them as they come. This is what it's all about. This is the prime reason the Holy Spirit is here. To convict and bring people to Christ. And I thank you for this holy altar, Father. These men and women stand on holy ground before you right now. I bless them. Surround them with your presence. I want those of you in front, say, Heavenly Father. Say it out loud with your mouth. Heavenly Father, today I believe that Jesus is your Son, sent to earth to bear my sins, die on the cross, shed His blood, and on the third day, He was raised again. You, Jesus, are the Son of the living God. I ask you now, Father, wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe the blood of Jesus cleanses me. I receive forgiveness. I turn my back on the world. I repent and I renounce the devil. And Jesus, I embrace you. I give my life to you. In Jesus' name. Father, we commend these into your mighty hands. I release your anointing on them. I separate them and cut off from them the works of the devil. I cut off from them the powers on. Free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. I separate them. Anoint them right now. Fill them with your precious spirits. I rebuke and I break every expectation of the enemy. Every word spoken, even curses spoken of your behalf. Incantations made for your soul. I cut it off. And I loose you in the name of Jesus. I bless this life. And I thank you, Father, for the wonder of your Spirit. That's it. Be filled with His glory. In the name of Jesus. You're a child of the promise.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.